Welcome back to the Kid Next Door podcast. All right, that was a stupid intro. I'm going to do that one again. I'm going to turn this up a little bit because I'm not that loud. Okay. Welcome back to the Kid Next Door podcast. My name's Christian. By myself again today because I forgot to schedule a guest. Well, I mean, I kind of had one, but kind of went through. I'll explain it in a little bit. So hope everyone had a good 4th of July. My 4th of July, I actually had to spend in quarantine. Had a little situation going on. Had to kick back for a full week, but we good in the streets, so I'm able to leave my house now, actually, once again. So excited about that. But yeah, I mean, thing about 4th of July is how do you not pop fireworks on the day of 4th of July? How do you have leftovers? I don't understand that. Like, people start popping fireworks for 4th of July maybe on, like, July 1st. I think the day it hits July, I think everybody's like, okay, it's firework time. Then it just keeps going and going and going. And currently, I still hear fireworks, and it's, July 7th today. So, 3 days later, and people still have fireworks. Like, how did you not... Why don't you just use them all that night? Like, people are like, oh, I got too many, or... Fam, just use them all. Like, just set them all off together. That's the point of fireworks. But if it's already... Fireworks should not be... I think it's a standard deviation. One day, okay, July 3rd, cool. July 5th, okay, you got leftovers. Anything after that, chill. Stop with the fireworks. And to me, 4th of July has always been more about getting together with family and kind of cooking out, popping fireworks, that sort of thing. It's never really been about America to me. Should I say, like, I used to go hard. I used to be dripped up in Olympic shoes, Olympic Jordans, Olympic socks, not Olympic socks, American flag socks with, like, they were Under Armour. They had the flag on them. I had shorts with the American flag on them. I had a shirt that had, like, the American flag on it, too, and it said, like, America or something. And then I would wear a headband that was a flag. Like, who was I? I don't like America now at this point. I kind of want to, I'm not saying I'll move to England, but I feel like England is probably the move if we're being honest at this point. The way everything's going, shoot, I mean, England kind of sounds dope right now. So I had a little situation last night. So after I got back to the gym, I had to run back to my car, to pick up something from my car. It was already like 9:30 at this time. So, you know, I take off running and, well, not running, should I say, but I take off, you know, go to my car real quick. I live in an apartment, so it's a little bit of a walk, and I get to the car and I have my light on and I pass like to the passenger side and going to the driver's side. And I was like, what was that right by my car? I kind of started freaking out. I was like, what was that? Because there's been like a bobcat sighting in this area where I live a lot. So I was like, yo, is that the bobcat? No, I took a step back. There was a snake like just coiled up sitting on my passenger side waiting for me to open the door for him. And when I tell you, last week I was telling you I could probably outrun Usain Bolt. I could probably outrun Usain Bolt like that. I never ran so fast, man. I didn't even look back. I didn't even get what I needed from the car. I just booked it up some stairs and that was it. I mean... Snakes is my biggest fear, if you guys don't know me. Snakes and spiders. Well, some spiders, tarantulas mostly. Like, tarantulas are very scary, weird-looking little things. And I'll never forget, like, in middle school playing football, we were pretty much, like, in the middle of nowhere for a football field. And there was always, like, a tarantula or something, and I always hated it. Like, everybody would just be kicking around and, like, throwing it at each other. I would go to practice late at that point. I'd be like, hell no, I am not... looking at that tarantula. They're super scary. So yeah, that situation. So I had to work today. So I go to my car, and when I tell you, I was shook. I was so shook to get in my car. Like, I stood maybe I'd left like a few minutes early just in case I saw it again. So I just call an Uber. I was tempted to walk to work at that point. I was like, look, I got like $2 in my bank account. I ain't gonna be able to pay for an Uber. If anything, I might just have to walk to work at this point if this snake's still there. But so I go, and you know, I kind of like look under my car and all that. Hopefully he's not there, because I don't even know what I do if a snake attacked me. Like, I think I can outrun a snake, but people say that snakes are really fast. I think I can outrun one, though. I mean, and then, like, I ain't got no gun or knife on me or anything. It was literally just, I was just in my basketball shorts and a t-shirt. The only thing I got was maybe my keys, and my key has, like, two keys on it, and my remote, my car's a remote thing, so I don't even got that to stab him with it. So, yeah, so anyway, this morning, you know, I was freaking out, so I opened my door, and then, like, I kind of, like, waited, like, a few minutes for... see if it would come out, just in case like slipped into my car or something. And I mean, thank goodness it wasn't, because I don't know what I would have done. I would end up with dookie stains at work. and probably super sweaty because I had to run to work. Yeah, that was my situation yesterday. Yesterday, big news came out. I don't really want to get into like a lot of sports talk, even though it's what I talk about probably the most with all my friends. But Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback, becomes the first ever $500 million contract player in NFL, not even the NFL, just history of sports. $500 million. Now, it's not fully guaranteed. Guarantees going to be more around 400 or something. That's absolutely insane to get paid. You're 24 years old, and granted, he's not getting that money in just one sitting, but you just set yourself up for the next 12 years where you know you're going to be getting paid at least something, up to $500 million if you ball out. And he just probably is going to ball out. I mean, that's absolutely insane that the ceiling is $500. It looks like the floor is around $400 million. Absolute insanity. When my kids grow up, I'm going to have my kids play probably football and probably baseball, I want to say, just because of the contract situation. I mean, I'm 5'5". There's probably no way in absolute anything that my kids are going to be taller than 5'7", I would say, at the most. Maybe they get lucky, become like 6'2". But, I mean, I hope they'll try to do something. I mean, what's Jose Altuve is, what, 5'5"? So, I mean, we got a shot. Us Hispanics have a shot to one day make it. I don't even know what, if I was 20, I'm 21. I'm only 3 years younger than Patrick Mahomes. This guy has an NFL MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, a Super Bowl ring. I mean, he's going to be $500 million. And I hope he's a smart person, at least does something with it where he can hopefully double that, become a billionaire, a la LeBron James and like Kevin Durant, how those guys are doing it. But Jesus. Airplane food. Why do I have airplane? I wrote down some topics and all that because I wanted to talk about some things. But man, it has been such a wild week. I was literally quarantined again. I didn't leave my house, like only for absolute necessity. I did once or twice to leave my house, but I had to be locked in for another week. Good thing I'm clear to be able to walk back in the world, get some fresh air. Yeah, man. I mean, being in quarantine is like, I don't know why, like, I didn't like maybe plan to just do a bunch of podcast episodes by myself, because originally I was supposed to have someone come on. We're going to do a Skype. Didn't work out. I haven't really heard from them back in a while. So that's kind of what happened. And then I was hoping someone else would come on and I got quarantined up. So I didn't want to have nobody come into my house right now just in case. So yeah, I'm just doing this on my own for right now. There's a video going viral of some lady in Scottsdale. She, if you guys haven't seen it, go look it up. Just look up Scottsdale woman, and I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find it because it's an absolute crazy video, and it went viral, like it blew up. This lady goes into a Target, grabs a full thing of mask. Like, well, she sees like a mask setup, like where you can just buy mask at Target, which is cool. Shout out to Target. And she just starts throwing them on the ground, just like tossing them, and she's just like screaming. I forget what she's screaming. But she throws about maybe 100 masks on the floor, just screaming, like, I'm trying to see if I can pick it up. I forgot what she's yelling, but it's really, really funny. Anyway, at the end, you know, the manager, like, or I guess, like, the employees come up to her and, like, hey, you know, what's up? And she was like, oh, because I have this $440,000 Rolex, or because I'm white. And literally, the girl right next door to the employee, the Target employee, looks exactly the same as she looks. And she got arrested for this. And, I mean, the cops went over and she was like, oh, I have, you know, connections to Donald Trump. I have connections to, I want to talk about Donald Trump. So I have connections to Donald Trump. I'm part of the White House. I can get them a speed dial right now. Like, girl, if you have Donald Trump, please ring. If I was that cop in that situation, she was telling me that. I was like, yo, hit him up. I need to talk to him because he's a fucking idiot. Ooh, I cussed. Whoopsies. But, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what she says. Yeah, she just throws down a bunch of masks, and then she gets arrested, and, you know, she accuses them of being a Jew. She's accused of being arrested because she's a Jew. She was literally just, like, the cops were just chilling, like, yo, what's up, like, and she was Instagramming, living it, and she said that everybody in the world is watching this. She had about 70 views. I mean, it's about 10 times more than what I'm getting on every single podcast, so shout out to her. But she had like 80 views. She got arrested. But just where I don't, I'm every single episode I've had to discuss this with people. When you go out in public, just please wear a mask. And for my situation and what happened, I mean, I was just like, now I'm all about stay home, please, and wear a mask. So like these, I'm going to say Karens, I mean, people are going to call this racist, but Karens, I saw another one from my hometown where this guy, the Walmart employees asked him like to put on a mask, and he went off, and I guess he was saying that like there's no reason to, I can't breathe, you know, I'm a truck driver, so I don't need to wear one all the time, so I'm good, and all this stuff. And I guess they got like, he got yelled at or something by them, and then he just went off on Facebook about all this stuff that he's gonna demote everybody. And fam, just people are, look, I'm not saying it's the certain group of people doing this, but it looks like it's a certain group of people doing this, and I'm not gonna say, but it sounds about white if I do say that. Kanye West running for president, man, if 2020 cannot just chill out, like, enough, I'm tired of, I can't take it anymore. 2020 is absolutely stupid. Like, if someone made a movie of 2020, it would, no joke, get about 20% Rotten Tomatoes. It would not even make it to theaters. It would be showed at whack festivals. Like, this movie is absolutely, this year is absolutely stupid. I mean, first year, Kobe died. I mean, first month, Kobe died. Then, you know, Corona started creeping up over here. Then we got shut down. Then we got killer bees. Then there's a new H1N1. And all of a sudden, there's the Black Plague is back. Sorry, I kind of just busted the P into here. The Black Plague supposedly showed up somewhere in India. Like, fam, can I just get a break? God, bro, I'm tired of this. And now Kanye's running for president. It's set. It was about 4 days into 2020, 3 days, and he's already wanting to run for president. Now, I'm not a political person. I like to say this. I'm not a political person. Don't vote for Kanye, please. Like, please do not. This is just, you know, from what I've been reading and kind of assuming. Kanye's wanting to do this to pull votes from Biden for Trump could be able to win. I mean, it's a very smart move by Kanye, but it's a very stupid move in general. Don't go vote for Kanye. Don't waste the time to go put in. Look, if people didn't put Harambe in 2016's election, Trump may have not won. Trump didn't even win the popular vote. Voting is so important. So please, if you guys do, go vote. Go get your voice out there. But don't vote for Kanye, please. And, I mean, at this point, I mean, if you do, I mean, I can tell the people who vote for Kanye. The people who vote for Kanye are the ones who are still wearing Yeezys, but are wearing cargos like Travis Scott, and they call him Yeezus, and they like Virgil. Virgil Abloh, if you guys don't know who Virgil Abloh is the designer of, well, he's the founder of Off-White. He's the creative designer at Louis Vuitton. He's made, like, Palm Angels and all that. But the thing is, this whole Black Lives Matter movement, he posted a screenshot of him donating $50. His net worth is, I assume, $50 million. He donated $50. He screenshotted a Venmo like, oh, hey, I donated $50. Look, now people are saying, oh, did you even donate and all that? I mean, I didn't donate. But at the same time, if you want to make a change and you're a leader in this group, don't just do that. Do it with like humility, like just like, okay, I donated, but like $50, like everybody just went off on him. And then he created the Pop Smoke album cover, the original one. Virgil, what are you doing? You look like an absolute buffoon. You're supposed to be the guy who, like, he was the first African American to be the designer of Louis Vuitton and all that. Everything he makes is, like, so stupid looking. Like, everything he makes. Ever since that first Off-White Nike thing, it's absolutely stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. And I got into an argument with some guy the other day on, like, social media about the market on shoes and all that. I like shoes. I don't want to call myself a sneakerhead anymore, but, you know, I'm really into shoes and all that. And it's because I had mentioned that, you know, Travis Scott's, you know, are something that if I ever had a Travis Scott shoe, I'm just going to sell it. I mean, look, would you rather beat up a $70 shoe that you pay $70 for, or would you rather make $700? Make the $700. It's this, I'm not saying it's all about money, but it's all about money essentially. And this guy is like, oh my God, you don't even know the market and all that. You can hold, you can wear them and wear them and wear them, and they're still gonna be fine because they're Travis Scott. Like, fam, if you don't shut up, please shut up. So people worshiping celebrities is so annoying and stupid. I hate it. Now, like, do I watch like celebrities, things that they'll do and all that? Yeah, of course. Like, if I see somebody doing a podcast or doing a video and all that, yeah, sure. But I'm not out there, you know, going to bat for these dudes. I was arguing with another guy the other day on Twitter about Bills quarterback Josh Allen. I've just been arguing with a bunch of dudes on Twitter recently about Bills quarterback Josh Allen. And I'm just like, oh, I mean, he sucks. That's like all I kind of put. And he came at me. He's like, oh, no, you just might not know this and all. I'm like, fam, you're never going to meet this guy. Stop supporting him. Shut up. Like, yeah, I support people. I mean, as people do something bad, I'm not going to support him anymore. But I want to support people. But this dude's going to bat for him. He's like, dude, and all this stuff. I'm like, fam, you ain't never going to meet him. Go make yourself a dookie sandwich. Eat it. And that's it, bro. Like, people are worship with celebrities, especially in this TikTok age. And today an article came out of wanting to ban TikTok in the United States. I would volunteer to get TikTok banned. Like, I'd sign that petition because I waste too much time on TikTok. I want to know what your guys' average screen time is. I'll be honest, mine is ridiculously high, and mine went up this past week because I was at home all day pretty much. My screen time was like 6.5 hours, and most of that, like, I would say maybe an hour and a half of that goes into, like, I put on like a podcast or a YouTube or something. I can just let it play in the background. But God, dude, I mean, phones are very addicting and I hate it. Just we consume all of our time on this device, and I feel like I could be doing something more better. Like, I can actually be working on my podcast stuff and all that. And if you guys don't know how hard this is to do, this is very hard to do every single week. I mean, this is a big, like, congratulations to me, but I've already done as much podcast episodes this second time, well, like, I guess the third time, whatever, doing this than I did when I first released the 4 episodes. I released 4 episodes with Victor, and now I'm on episode 4, so hopefully I hit episode 5, or I don't know what I'm going to do. So this is kind of like a big, not a big moment, but I'm just saying, like, I did something more than I thought I would have done. I thought I was only going to make, like, 2 episodes again. But this is hard, man. I mean, sometimes this is hard just getting up here and trying to be funny and stuff. And, you know, I feel like I'm funnier when I have someone to bounce off of and all that. But at times, you know, I don't have, like, everybody doesn't have the capacity to be able to come here and talk and all that. So I just want to, I'm just going to go off like a little different thing. But I want this to grow. You know, I always wanted to do something like this. And I'm not doing it to get famous or anything, to get noticed or anything. I'm just doing it because it, whenever I watch people do podcasts and all, it gives me joy. It gives me, like, you know, it's how I pass my time. You know, people pass their time by listening to music, watching movies and all. This is how I usually pass my time, is listening to other people's podcasts. So when I was trying to do one, you know, I've been trying to do one and just stay consistent with it, but it's very hard and kind of, like, unmotivating sometimes when you see numbers and you see analytics and all that, and you kind of just, like, kind of get annoyed. You're like, dang, like, I've been busting my butt for this, because this is not easy. I'm telling you, it's not very easy. I'll tell you what kind of goes into the prep. So I mean, prep today, I had maybe like 30 minutes of prep, just kind of going over stuff I wanted to maybe talk about. And so that's why this episode is going to be dookie sandwiches, because I did not get a lot of prep into this. But then after this, I edit it. It takes me about an hour to edit it. And then for the last one, I had some videos lined up, but my computer, I just never got onto it this last week. So I never released those videos, so those probably come out later on, like edited videos. I mean, I kind of did one for the one with my girlfriend, but I do all that. So it takes me about 2 hours to do that, and then just tweeting out links, trying to get people to notice it, you know, talking to see if I can line something up with people. And it's not very, it's hard. It's a difficult thing to do, and I appreciate all the support. Even, you know, my viewers isn't very high, but I appreciate the support. But I just want to do this because it gives, like, the joy I get from listening to other people's podcast, and then, you know, me being able to do that and give back in kind of a way and do that for other people, is kind of just the reason why I've been wanting to do this. You know, I don't think I'm, like, hilarious. You know, I can't just go up there and do a comedy routine, but I have just different friends and different views and different stories that I feel like I've always wanted to touch on. So the first, like, few weeks, you know, I mean, the pumpkin episode you can tell was a lot different than like my energy with the Yadira, the energy by myself, you know, because I didn't have a lot of confidence and ability to just go up there and talk by myself, you know, or, you know, bounce off of stuff of someone else, you know. It's almost like I need someone just kind of like that, not need someone, but it always helps, you know, if someone's here to kind of just bounce things off of. So like, you can tell the difference between my energy and this one, my energy from the last one, what I'm talking about today, what I'm talking about from last one, my sarcasm and all that. It's just really different. And I know, I mean, I like to be funny and I like to discuss a lot of different things and all that. But today was just kind of this last week has been just a really weird week. Because probably we're going to shut down again. I mean, COVID, every single episode we talk about COVID, and I'm getting tired of COVID and COVID and COVID and COVID. Like, I just need it to go away. So, but it looks like we're probably going to be shut down again soon. And, you know, it looks like I'm going to have to do this through Skype again. Not Skype again, but, yeah, if you guys are interested in being on this podcast, set up a Skype account, send me a message, and we can talk something out. I have a ranking of fast foods I want to talk about. The number one fast food place, in my opinion, is Raising Cane's. And if you don't think that, go eat one of those whack-ass sandwiches at Arby's or something. Because Arby's is probably the worst restaurant, fast food place, should I say. In not history, but it's very, very whack. I love Raising Cane's. If I had to rank everything on the Raising Cane's thing, the bread is number one, probably the sauce is number two, fries is number three, the drink is number four, and the chicken is number five. The chicken is actually kind of whack, I think. But I just think that everything combined makes it a really fire. And then number two, I have In-N-Out. Sorry, I'm trying to get some water too. I can't really breathe up here. In-N-Out kind of was blowing up this week because some dude was like, oh, it's really mediocre. And I'll be honest, it is really mediocre. It's not very, like, different and, like, groundbreaking or anything, but In-N-Out's fire. And I just think it's more the nostalgia of I don't get it every single day, you know? So I go there, I mean, maybe once every 2-3 months. And, I mean, it's fire. I enjoy it. Like, I have to, every single time I go to Arizona or California or anywhere where they have it, I'm like, okay, can we stop? Because, you know, this is all I really care about. Like, different food in this area is just trying that. Three is Whataburger. Now, I could probably put two Raising Cane's, like a switch In-N-Out and Whataburger, just because I probably eat Whataburger way more. But it's just the nostalgia of In-N-Out. But Whataburger is super fire. People don't like Whataburger. I think Whataburger gets better as the day goes on. So breakfast, their breakfast menu is absolutely super trash. They have like chorizo sandwiches and all that. I'm like, fam, no. Chorizo is only good homemade, and that's it. But then like as the day goes on, day gets later. I think it hits a peak around like 6 o'clock. That's where it just like tastes fire, and then up until, you know, 9 o'clock the next morning, that's when it's better. Because I think that and Jack in the Box are the best places to go, you know. After, there's been multiple times, you know, I've gone to parties or somewhere and I get back and, you know, we're going to stop at Whataburger, we're going to stop in Jack in the Box, even if we're not hungry. Literally, I've gone back from El Paso like at 3 a.m. I'm like, I'm not hungry at all, but we're going to stop at Jack in the Box because, you know, or Whataburger because, you know, it's the move. Then I got a number four is Sonic. Just variety. I mean, I worked there for way too long in general, but I love that place so much because there's just so much. Like, you can get a hot dog, you can get a burger, you can get onion rings, you can get a sandwich, you can get, and the breakfast sandwiches are really good. You get drinks, you get ice cream, you get smoothies. Fireplace. Fire, fire, fire. But it's not like an elite level fast food, in my opinion. Number five is McDonald's. I mean, it's just a classic. I don't really get, like, McDonald's. I usually get, like, McChickens or something like that. I think I just usually get McChickens in general when I go there. Get some buffalo sauce on them. Get some fries with that. And you always got to go for, like, a medium or large fry because a small fry is about 6 French fries, and that's it. You take one bite. You grab one handful of fries and a small, and that's it. You're done. That's it. Number six, Wendy's. I feel like Wendy's should be above McDonald's, but it's just Wendy's is kind of whack at the same time, but it's also really good. It's another place I don't think I get a lot of burgers from places that aren't like known for their burgers. Like Whataburger, I get a burger there. Wendy's, I mean, they have like Baconators and stuff, but I think they're most known for the 4 for $4. But usually I get like a 5 for $5 because I always add like a crispy chicken sandwich or something. At this point, they should be making 5 for $5 because their chicken nuggets are very whack we're being honest. Even spicy chicken nuggets, when people were hyped about spicy chicken nuggets, I was so ashamed because they're so whack. And I was like, look, I'll give them a second try. Nope. Absolute booty. Absolute booty. They taste like booty flakes. Don't ask me why I know what that tastes like. They're absolutely whack. Spicy chicken nuggets. But they're okay if you put sriracha sauce. That's the best dipping sauce, in my opinion. So, yeah, Wendy's. 7. I have Taco Bell. Don't know why I have Taco Bell because I never eat Taco Bell. But Taco Bell is really good. I just do not go there a lot. I actually don't go to any fast food places right now because back on a diet, which I hate dieting, back to dieting. I mean, trying to just eat less calories. If you guys do need any help with having to lose weight, wanting to gain muscle, anything like that, just message me. We can talk something out. I can kind of build a little plan for you, kind of what works for me, and you kind of just work. Just try to find what works for you. That's essentially what I usually tell people is like, look, here's the baseline. Here's what you need to do. But do things that make you happy, that things that make you excited. So with my calorie intake, I usually eat like 1,700, 1,800, which is a little low on my side. But I mean, I feel fine with that. But if I know like, hey, later in the day, like I want to go out to eat or something, go have a nice dinner, or, you know, my parents are in town, I won't eat for the whole day. And I'll just save my food for that very last meal. And that's all I'll eat for the whole day. And, you know, calories usually come out to like 2,000, but right where I'm usually at. Because, I mean, I posted this on my Twitter. Last year at this time, I was interning at NMSU with the weight room, with the football team and all that. And I was having to do their weight and all that. And when everybody was done, I was like, you know, I'll check my weight. And I felt like I thought I was still look lean and like I look like I did in high school and all that. I thought I felt fine. And I stepped in, I saw 195. And like, when I tell you, like, my heart dropped, I was just like, Jesus. And I'm 5'5". I'm 65 inches and I weigh 195 pounds. So it was absolutely like a wake up call kind of. And even then I didn't lose weight for another like 2 months. But now I'm back down to 167, 168 in that area right now. It's been kind of like a struggle the last month because I hit 169 like a full month ago, but it's kind of a struggle just trying to keep this weight, especially since I have to go back to work, trying to keep this weight back to where I had it at. But, man, I mean, a 30-pound difference in a year has kind of made a big difference on my life. And now I'm still not like the most ripped or anything. I'm literally just still a normal. I look normal now compared to when I ever looked very big. And I didn't even feel like I did. Like, I'll be honest, I just felt normal. I just felt happy, you know, and I had no idea I got that big. And because I don't do exercise or anything like that. And that's another thing. I hate cardio. If anybody knows me, you guys know how much I hate doing cardio. And I just picked up a shift. Hold on. Sorry. Okay, that's cool. I was like, I just got a notification that I picked up a shift. And I was like, yo, hopefully that's not tonight because I am not working tonight. But yeah. Oh, but yeah, my weight loss journey. So I'll just tell you guys what I a little bit do. I eat 1,800 calories. Usually in the morning, I don't really like try to fast or anything. I just don't eat until like 12:30. Have a small lunch. Then I have a shake from Herbalife. Now I'm not like the biggest, like you need to be taking this, you need to be taking this, you need to be taking this. Usually what I'll have at Herbalife is I have the meal replacement shake and I put protein powder in it to get my protein intake up. And that's it. That's all my shake is. It's not very difficult to lose weight. It's a mental game. The first 3 days are always the hardest days. After that, it's just like the first 3 days feel like a marathon. After that, it just feels like a walk. I mean, it's very easy. You just have to get your body accustomed to it. And if you guys do need any help, let me know. I am already at 30 minutes and I have no. Oh, I'm at number 7. So I was talking about Taco Bell. I just went off on a dang rant about weight loss and all that. Taco Bell. Don't eat Taco Bell all the time. But Taco Bell is really, really good if we're being honest. Number 8. I have Chick-fil-A. Should be way higher, but I just don't go to Chick-fil-A because it's about. Yo, Chick-fil-A is the most. It's kind of a ripoff. Chicken sandwich, cool, about $5, right? Their waffle fries, there's only about 4 waffle fries in a large because those things are so dang big. No joke, there's about 4. And someone was trying to explain to me that the best way to do it, look at it, is like, it's a waffle fry. You're like, oh, that's a fry, that's a fry, that's a fry. Like going across and then like going down. So those are all fries right there. But fam, just waffle fries, way, like I never get full off Chick-fil-A. I think that's why it's so low because you just don't get full off of it. What am I at? Number 9. Five Guys is an honorable mention. I'm not going to put Five Guys nowhere near my list. Five Guys, The only time you can eat Five Guys is on tax time, is when you get your taxes back or when you get scholarship back. That's the only time I'll ever attempt to even go eat Five Guys, and it's good. It's too dang expensive, though. It's about $19 for a combo meal for one person. Like, I can go get something from Texas Roadhouse. I get a 12-ounce sirloin, two sides, a fire appetizer, and that's going to be about $23. Why don't I just go do that? Fam, it's way... I don't know why Five Guys is so expensive. And why is it called Five Guys, actually? Like, I always see about seven workers in there. Like, I need to know why they call it Five Guys. Number nine, Chipotle. I mean, I go there. If I go there to eat all my, like, when I'm in a rush and I need to eat clean and I need to, you know, eat good, I'll go to Chipotle, just get a bowl, fajitas, chicken, rice, beans. I mean, it's a really good bowl. But it's nothing, like, special about it. Like, it's fire, but it's another, like, one of those Taco Bells. Like, it's nothing special. It's just a normal place. And then number 10, Panda Express, another place I'll go eat just in, like, a little rush, you know, try to eat healthy a little bit still. But, man, when I'm not eating healthy, Panda smacks so good. I just wish their noodles were not, like, the tiniest things on earth. I need lo mein noodles to be lo mein. I need them to be big mein. I need them to be gigantic mein noodles. But that was the top 10 fast food list that I kind of just came up with, like, on my way here. I just didn't have no content for today. And I think I'm just going to wrap this up, honestly, because I need to take a dookie. So if you guys, most of the time I'll end the podcast just because I have to take a dookie. So yeah, this is a little kind of a whack episode, kind of ranted everywhere. No really structure today, but guests are going to be back next week. If Danny wants to come on, it will come on. But, you know, sometimes he gets a little rusty and can't come on. So we'll see. Hopefully he comes on, and that's going to be it. So I'll see you guys next time, and thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for the support. Please go, you know, retweet. I would kind of appreciate it if every single time, like, you know, you guys saw the link to it, you know, guys send a retweet, you know, that's kind of how that's how I feel like I get noticed a little bit more. So I'd really appreciate that. Get the kind of the word out there. And, you know, if you guys have any recommendations, anything you guys want me to talk about, any questions, just please hit me up. So I want to get, like, the community involved with this. So, yeah. So just thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for all the support, and I'll see you guys next week.